There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Phone number and text line, the same digits. 343-0106, 343-0106. In addition, you could use the FM Talk 106.5 app to leave us one of those talkback messages. Just check out the app. It's for free, waiting for you. If you're an iPhone user, it's the App Store. If you're Android user, it's Google Play. Either place, just look for FM TALK 106.5. See our logo. That's us. Download the app. It does all kind of stuff. I mean, streaming the station, our podcast posts there first, all our social media in one place with breaking news, show schedules, and the ability to leave us a talkback message or call or text from the app. All right there on the app. So check it out. Download it today. All right. Good to get this man back on the show with me. It's been a while, and I'm happy to bring Mark Ingram with Baldwin EMC on to talk about the school drive coming up and the season that we're in. Mark, good to talk to you.
Always good to talk with you, Sean. Thanks for having me.
The school drive here, I mean, school seems to start. I mean, I remember I'm being old man, but, you know, it's like it wasn't September for us, but it was the end of August. It seems like the day July's over, schools are back in session.
So very true. I can well remember that. We'd always start school around the Labor Day, but now they start school a lot earlier, and in doing so, it's necessary for the students to have the necessary supplies that they need for a great learning environment.
So how does this work? What are y'all doing with Baldwin EMC to facilitate this?
Well, we have our supplies for Success Drive going on through the end of July. We are partnering with the WARF, and we're also partnering with the Baldwin County Education Coalition. And what we're doing is collecting new, unused school supplies and hygiene products for children in need in the community. And that may include things like calculators, journals, backpacks, tote bags, pencils, pens, paper, deodorant, toothpaste, all of the necessary items that students need for academic learning. You know, it basically, research shows that not having the necessary supplies in the classroom for the students impacts them both emotionally and psychologically. You know, it can impact their self-esteem, their engagement, as well as their academic performance. So this is an opportunity for Baldwin EMC and the community to come together to provide these necessary supplies for the students so that they can have a great learning environment going into this next school year.
Well, okay, so talking to FM Talk 106.5 folks right now, give me the process. Give me the easy tab on what we need to do. Where do we get the list? Where do we, how does it all work?
It's easy. You can go to our website at baldwinemc.com, or you can follow us on Facebook, and you can see a total list there of the different items that are needed. Once you collect the items, and keep in mind, this weekend is tax-free for school supplies, so a perfect time to go out and get those supplies and bring them to any one of our offices. We've got our headquarters office in Somerdale on Highway 59. as well as our North Baldwin office and Bay Minette. And then we have our Gulf Shores Orange Beach office located on the Beach Express. You also can take your supplies if you live down in the Orange Beach area or Gulf Shores to the wharf store at the wharf, and we'll collect all of those supplies. And once we collect them at the end of the month, we will take them over to the Baldwin County Education Coalition, and they will put them in the supply room, which is called the POM Project. It's a countywide initiative by the Baldwin County Education Coalition to help reduce barriers to learning and enhance academic achievement. So those supplies will be available for the principals, for the school counselors and school teachers to take those to the students that are in need of those supplies so that they can have a great year in school.
Okay, so that is, so you stock this closet, then the people obviously closest to the students, the administrators and the teachers, know who needs what, and then they get the supply to that student.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
The POM was started by the Education Coalition several years ago out of a need from teachers and counselors for students that didn't have supplies, didn't have the hygiene products that they need. And they reach out to the POM Project online and put in a request, and then the supplies are taken to the school, to the counselor or the principal, and then they distribute those to the teachers so that they can distribute those to the students in need.
Okay, and once again, this needs, of course, you'd like people to do it today, but it needs to be done by the end of July.
Yes, by the end of July, July 31st is the last day that we'll be collecting items, and then we'll gather them all the next week and take them over to the POM Project.
Good stuff. Yeah, I started thinking about maybe the last time you and I talked and was when, you know, usually we're talking about summertime things, but it was, I think, back during the snowstorm. Like we were talking about, like, in Baldwin EMC, y'all, I mean, how many customers y'all have in Baldwin County? How many do you serve?
Well, right now, we're right at 93,000 meters in Baldwin County. So we're continuing to grow every day.
Okay, so you've got a big chunk of folks in Baldwin County. And I don't know if y'all remember, if it's gone out, I think enough of us have pictures on social media, the snowfall and the cold we had back in January. They all turned their heaters wide open at one time, right?
Yeah. Certainly did. You know, they had those heat pumps running and those heat strips running on those heat pumps, and it did put a strain on the system. But we reached out, as you know, both through the media and through our Facebook channel, to ask people to conserve during peak periods. And that really helped us in balancing our load and not to have any problems on our system. We didn't lose a substation and we didn't lose a circuit leaving the substation, but that was due to our members reacting and responding to our call.
Okay, now we're in that season, that H-word season, with and, you know, talking about something maybe, I don't know, it'll become much, but something in the Gulf. This is another challenging time for y'all running, Baldwin EMC. Kind of talk about where y'all sit going into this season.
Well, it certainly is a challenging time, a time that we prepare well in advance. We work with all of our employees at Baldwin EMC, and we work closely with the Emergency Management Agency as well in preparation of the hurricane season. Earlier this year, we held a natural disaster drill, and we did a scenario of a hurricane hitting the area. And during that time, we were able to have all of our employees that have those responsibilities in a room. And we were able to respond to the actions needed in responding to that scenario. And we worked closely with the EMA during that process as well. So the key word, as you know, Sean, is preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for us, but also for every citizen, whether they're a member of Baldwin EMC or another utility company. Preparation is the key. Don't wait to the last minute to prepare. Go ahead and get your emergency kit. Go ahead and get your necessary paperwork that you will have. If you have pets, go ahead and have a plan for those pets. If you're going to evacuate, know your evacuation route. If you're going to stay, secure things in your home. So there's so much to do ahead of the storm. And when the storm gets in the gust, and we've got about 48 hours of notice, it's too late at that time. So the key word is prepare, and that's what we have been doing, and we have the necessary supplies on hand in our warehouse, and our employees have practiced their emergency action plan. So we're ready. It's not, you know, that when, that we know we'll have a hurricane at some point again, but of course, we hope we don't have one. And if it goes somewhere else, by all means, at that time, we'll evaluate, make sure we're safe in our territory, and we'll send crews to help with mutual aid and restoring power to an area that has been hit by a hurricane.
Yeah, I mean, the mutual aid thing is, a great, efficient model. But you're talking about supplies, too, that y'all keep. I always wondered about that, like, because we think about it after Sally or something like that, the damage to just poles and transport. So y'all go ahead and stock up, but y'all keep that stuff under roof, ready to go, like to be able to put in place? Or
we do. After each year, we do a complete inventory of all of our warehouses. We take a look at the items that we have needed in previous hurricanes. We take a look at the load growth that we have experienced. And with all of that information, then we work with our vendors to have the necessary poles, transformers, cross arms, wire, insulators, all of the necessary equipment on hand. So we're not waiting after a storm has hit to get those supplies, because our first responsibility after a storm is assessment. Assess all the damage, determine where the greatest damage is. And then from there, then we'll send crews out to start repairing the damage in the area. So that assessment, you know, can take anywhere from 48 to 72 hours. So we like to say that the first 72 is on you. That way we can concentrate on knowing what we're going to need, where we're going to need it, and what our restoration actions are going to be.
There it is. And before we wrap up, once again, till the end of the July, of course, we'd like people to do it today, but till the end of July to make those drop-off, and those drop-off points are where you get the wharf store. We've got your locations. Where?
Yeah, the wharf store at the wharf. Also, our office in Somerdale, our office on the Beach Express, and our office right down the road from the Baldwin County Education Office in Bay Minette on the Highway 59.
All right, great stuff, Mark. As always, I appreciate what y'all are doing over there, and good to check back with you.
Always good to be with you. Thanks for having
me. All right, Mark Ingram from Baldwin EMC. And we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right to 122 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. This segment of the show brought to you by Adventure Earth Bicycles. One of the same, my buddy Clint Jameson. It's his business. And it's where I got my e-bike from those years ago that has become a big part of my life. And he sent me an email, this was last night, 8:31. I was reading the email at 8:31, Clint. Said, hey, Sean, we're running a summer sale. It's right now through the end of July. We've got several bikes on sale. We have Fuji e-bikes on sale for $1,000, regular price $1,800. okay, that's got my attention. We have less than 10 Fuji e-bikes left. These won't last long. So if you come in, he said, ask for the Fuji e-bikes on sale. So normally 1,800, right now they're 1,000. He said, also, I just received a shipment of Fat Tire hunting e-bikes for outdoorsmen, very similar to your e-bike. We have the Fat Tire bikes from Donago, Mock Wheel, Aventon, and Big Sur, all itching to get in the woods and get that big buck. And also, they're great for deer hunting, turkey hunting. They're great for just scouting my hunters out there. It's great for start getting ready here in the next month and a half or so, do some scouting or checking cameras for bow season. They're fantastic for that as well. Said Ufree Comfort Robin X Plus in stock, several colors to choose from in that, and the off-road capable Ufree Stellar Falcon in both a step-through and standover are in stock and ready to roll. Also received more Santa Monica Comfort Cruiser e-bikes in a variety of colors and sizes. He said, currently I've got 50 e-bikes in stock and ready to make the ride fun and easy. And this is what he always says about them, and he describes it better than I do. He said, every hill becomes a downhill, and every wind is a tailwind with an Adventure Earth e-bike. I've told y'all, it's just, you use it in the eco mode, where it just gives you a little bit of boost. It just makes riding the bicycle fun. I mean, you look forward to it. And yes, you can just ride it electric the whole time. But you do a combo of the electric and the pedaling, you get exercise, you have fun, you do it more often. He said, also, Sean, I got Amish bikes. That's what he calls the non-e-bikes. He said, I got Amish bikes for traditional cyclists that want to get some exercise or think they're up for the challenge of the Tour de France. So come see us at the corner of Airport and Little Flower in Midtown. We will do that. By the way, Adventure Earth Bicycles, adventure-earth.com. That's the website, Adventure Earth Bicycles. Everything inside to get you outside. And he says here, too, and almost everything to win the Tour de France, almost. He said, we're all out of VPO and steroids. You funny guy. My buddy Clint Jameson, right there at the corner of Little Flower and Airport. Go see him. All right, to the text line here. And I want to say before I actually get to the text line, too, you heard Mark Ingram mention it. So it's the, you know, we do these sales tax holidays for school, you know, school supplies. We do it for severe weather. You know, we have these. So why don't you... What other things could we throw in the mix? If we want to incentivize, make it easy for people to buy certain things, what can we do? I mean, one of the things we started talking about, I think maybe I mentioned it here, but I know we talked about it on the outdoor show with Mike Warden and myself, is maybe making EPIRBs or PLBs, those automatic locator beacons, you know, that you turn on and gives you exact lat long of where you are, you pin it to your life jacket, it saves lives, save Ethan Barrett's life, who's been on the show with us. What about doing that? If we want to encourage, like, especially going into rodeo weekend, a lot of people focus on fishing and boating in the Gulf. Wouldn't it be a good thing if the state wants to say, hey, we're incentivizing safety out there? I mean, you have a marine safety weekend, or what if you just pull the sales tax, a state portion of the sales tax off of it year-round? But yeah, so this is the, can't get that one, but this is the sales tax holiday for school uniforms and books and computers, all that kind of stuff that goes on. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I guess we can talk about that in depth, but I'm pretty sure y'all all know how that works. All right. Hey, Haywood, I'm getting to you here on this time blindness thing. It is a, this is a new, it's the new disease du jour, malady du jour, not disease, but a malady. We'll get to that in a second. Michael said, I couldn't care less, which thank you for using that properly, Michael. Michael gets a gold star. I couldn't care less, because if you could care less, then you could care less. And Michael nails it. I couldn't care less about Amtrak times. I only care about how much a drain it is on the city of Mobile taxpayers, simply so the Lanyap guys can have a booze cruise to NOLA. Now, do you think that's what they're planning? That the Lanyap guy, that's why it's being pushed? There's a big plot from Lanyap. What about, I mean, I'll go, I'm going to go. They opened this thing. I mean, I can't, city's already committed its money. I'm going to take a ride on it. I just, what I've said before is I think it's a cool idea. I just think it's not going to break even and it's going to lose money. But will I go for a trip a year or something like that to go to New Orleans and back and booze cruise? Sure I will. I don't even work at Lanyap. Says it's absolutely ridiculous that taxpayers are going to fund their party trip. So it's all, I love it. It's all Lanyap. It's all, so that's, this, Lanyap is controlling the strings here. What about, what anybody else are they, I mean, is there a cabal doing this? I'm with you on the money side of it, Michael. I just don't know the focus on one group being behind this. The real Sam comes back on this marinade, says, and I guess I'm spreading this to everybody. That's good, though. Said, to be honest, the sriracha Milo's is a little bit of an experimental thing I was messing around with, so I've only used it on chicken thighs so far. Man, I love chicken thighs, and you can get everything but the dang wings. You go in the grocery store, you're like, all right, I'm going to make wings for kids and everybody this weekend. The wings are like buying gold. You can get all the rest of it for way cheaper. You can get the dang chicken leg. You can get a leg for way cheaper than a wing. Isn't that weird? And the I like a thigh. So I might use that. Dang, chicken thighs are good stuff. All right, this from unnamed texter said, Bama. Oh, it's from Bama. Sorry. Thank you, Bama. If they cut two stops in Mississippi, it could be cut to under 3 hours, just stopping Gulfport and Biloxi. Yeah, I wonder if they'll have, like, eventually have an express here. Oh, and thank you. Patty gave me this heads up, and Patty said, hey, traffic issues in Foley, and gave me head to Foley Police Department's Facebook page. They say there's a this came up about 20 minutes ago, said there's a heavy law enforcement presence in the area of Highway 98 and Alston Street in Foley. We are assisting Homeland Security investigations in serving a search warrant related to a criminal investigation. Please avoid the area at this time. We'll let you know when the area is reopened to the public. So there's a traffic issue. Thank you, Patty, for that heads up. We'll be right back. News is next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. I just bring this conversation straight to the air. So during the news break, I'm talking to my buddy Blaine Price with Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. And you talked about the specials. They still have the 0% financing specials they have going on. But he hit me hard here because he knows that the mid-size tractor, it's the MX-50, right, that y'all are doing this on?
It is a 50-horse MX series. Any of those tractors right now will run a special. You buy the tractor, it doesn't matter if you buy an open cab, enclosed cab, with a loader, without.
You shouldn't let people, by the way, just side note, you shouldn't let anybody buy a tractor without a loader. All right, I'll shut up. But
I personally would not buy a tractor without a loader. But okay. You buy that 50-horse MX series tractor right now at Parrish Tractor, and we're going to throw in a 42-inch zero turn for free.
I like it.
Promotion that we started this week. So it doesn't matter if it's a cash deal, finance deal, like I said, with a loader, without. It doesn't matter if it's open cab, enclosed cab, or what type of transmission it has. We've got them all in stock right now in Robertsdale at Parrish Tractor. Zero interest financing still available. And we're going to throw in that zero turn for free, though.
Right, this is great because you can get your yard work done faster and get to the camp with that MX-50. I mean, that's like that MX, that's a... Y'all, that's like a sweet spot tractor, you know, for folks out there. I mean, it really is a useful size.
It is. We sell quite a bit of those, especially to the guys wanting to go to the hunt camps and might have some property back home as well. Works really good for both scenarios.
Okay. So this is so they walk in, you know, and say, hey, I want to do that MX-50, and then you can do it how you want with a loader or a cab. But they're all going to have... You're going to throw in that zero turn with that deal.
Absolutely, yes. On that deal, like I said, it does not matter if you buy implements or not, with a loader, without, or if it's a cash or finance deal. It does not matter. All of them qualify for this deal we're throwing out there.
Okay. Well, I know how to find you, which I probably will be doing. How do the rest of the folks find you and get in on this deal?
We're right here at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Come by, see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday's 8 till noon. You can give us a call at 251-947-4171, or you can visit us online at parrishtractor.com.
Hey, thank you, Blaine.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, there goes Blaine over at Parrish Tractor. Yeah, that MX-50. Not turning the whole show into tractor talk, but let's go. We could do that one day. Let's see. Cato of the Causeway, which is one of my favorite nicknames currently. I mean, some classics here, but out of the new nicknames on the text line, Cato of the Causeway, one of my favorites. Said, Sean, you obviously didn't listen to Jeff's show. How can we have record ETF budgets if we keep giving people tax breaks? Yeah, that's true. I listened to some of it today. I was like at my desk doing the other stuff it takes to make the business go here. But yeah, we have the you can't cut tax breaks on. But maybe could they come out and say, here's Cato, how about this? The tax break on school supplies that they're kicking in Friday, Saturday, Sunday are taking away educational opportunities from our children. I mean, that's how they, with the grocery tax and all that. So how about that? We turn it around on them and say, well, if we need more money in the ETF, I know we have record budgets, but if we need more money, then you shouldn't have the sales tax holiday. I mean, the just the nature of a sales tax holiday is saying that we know, we the government know, that the taxes on items keep people from buying things or as many things the rest of the year, right? Why would they have the sales tax holiday if it didn't make a difference? So, Ben said there should be a nappy winter's trip to New Orleans. It'd be a fun ride. This one, unnamed texter, who just started texting lately. Welcome, but give yourself a nickname. Said, I'd rather Lanyap and those guys be behind the Amtrak route than see them destroy their reputation with hit pieces on conservatives. So what do you mean? Talking about the Tony Kennan story? Hey, once again, you could not like the story, which, by the way, Tony Kennan has responded. I know that was one of the three big things this morning. Just you could believe whatever you want on, like, what's in the story. I wasn't there. But I'll just go back to what I said last week. The idea that any media group, Lanyap in print or a TV station, would sit on the story. Like, this idea that they had the story last Labor Day or sometime after and sat on it and waited till now to release it is BS. Just that you can use this. You don't have to just use some critical thinking in the business of breaking news, right? So we have some news breaks around here when guests say things, but we're about commentary and your voice here. When a station or an outlet has a piece of information, they've got to get it to their audience before anybody else does, right? Because that's where the value is in it. So you can question what is said in the story is, you know, who's saying the truth, who's not. That's cool. That's debatable. But we keep going back to this idea that they sat on this story. That doesn't make any sense. Even if I didn't know the people there, I would tell you it makes no sense. If you get, you know, whatever, the Uriah Tribune, it's not in their interest to sit on it. What happens in these situations, it happens with all the October surprises and all this, is someone out there has information and contacts a news group and dumps a story on them. Now, that can be timed 100%. The person that's bringing the information and turning it, you know, giving it to a news outlet, that absolutely can be timed for whatever effect, be political effect, economic effect, whatever it is. But in this case, Lanyap, the publisher or a TV station, they're not going to sit on something that is news right then. It just is not how it works. And I saw the response here at Gulf Coast Media. They talked about the story about Tony Kennan, and Gulf Coast Media got in contact with Tony Kennan. And I don't read the beginning of it, where they just kind of rehash what was said in the Lanyap story. But it says here, Kennan told Gulf Coast Media that he does use the office mentioned, and said it's also used by the city council, city administration, city school system. He said it's offered to city employees as a quiet and private alternative to city hall offices. It is often used during hiring interviews or similar meetings. On the incident itself, Kennan said, quote, no comment. It's so ugly and vile. It's up to the people of Orange Beach whether they believe it or not. End quote. goes in, this is in the Gulf Coast Media story, says the Lanyap article states the multiple sources also stated the man behind the door allegedly told officers he and his wife used the office as a weekend getaway. That's in quotes. Kennan said, my getaway is a property I own next door. These untruths are embarrassing for me and my family, but mostly it's embarrassing for our community, and our community does not deserve this. End quote. He did say, I think that's today. Today, he said he will address the claims made against him in his Tuesdays with Tony live stream on his campaign Facebook page on July 15th. That's today. So I don't know when that rolls. Maybe somebody could let me know when. Is that in the evening or during the day? He said, in 17 years of being mayor with four elections, they have come at me every single time personally, but I never once have had them come after my record, my performance, or my government. They've only come after me and my family, end quote. So back to that's quote. So now the reporter writing here, questions have also been raised surrounding Kennan's public statement of economic interest on the Alabama Ethics Commission. On the form, which elected officials must complete yearly, Kennan indicates for 2024, he or a spouse or dependent earns income from three businesses, listing Encore Rehabilitation, Inc., between $50,000 to $149,999, Law and Land Title, LLC, for between $150,000 and $249,000, and Gulf Coast 1031 Services, LLC, between $10,000 and $49,000. He does not list that he owns 5% or more in stock at Encore, but does so for the other two businesses. He answered no to if he, his spouse, or dependent worked as an officer, director, trustee, or consultant in a business. In asking what his role is at Encore and what capacity does he earn money from the business without owning it or serving as a consultant, Kennan told Gulf Coast Media that he receives payments from the sales of his physical therapy business to Encore in 2005. Now they give him regular payments as part of the buyout. He gave no comment when asked when the payments will end. So there's that story is up, and you can go to our website and check it out, too, fmtalk1065.com. There's tons in here. It'd be 2 hours of reading all this in here. But, yeah, so, I mean, you can talk about the, you know, the, like, disagree with the facts in it. But it's just the idea that a media place would sit on something, it just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't hold water. Oh, good. And now you've given yourself a nickname, the Crichton Leprotexter. Pretty good. Said, I get your point. Their source is a reason for the timing, but the mayor's wife said nothing happened. Now that they published four stories on it, it just comes off as activism or campaigning for the opposition, not pure journalism. So that could be that. That all that is debatable opinion. That's a Crichton Leprotexter. That's open for debate. I just kind of kept going because I saw social, not just your comment, but people on social media said, you know, that they were sitting on it since Labor Day. They don't. It's just not how the business works. Let's see. Okay, thank you. Brad said, I believe the live feed was at noon today. Well, I have to go back and watch that. I was a little busy at noon today. And Haywood, who like me is interested in this new condition out there that I just have heard of now, but you know, we give it another day, you get another condition out there. This condition is called, get ready for this, y'all, and you may know people that suffer from this, time blindness. It was news to me too. So this is the idea that being, so you're not, you know, we have to have a new term for everything. It's not that you're late. It's that you suffer from time blindness. This is the new affliction, like not knowing, you know, not knowing that you're not on time or it's, this is a condition. Here we go. Here's the story. So time blindness. How do they describe this? What's the medical journal say about time blindness? Let's see here. And it says it's affecting Dalton. I'm sorry, but saying it's affecting, which Dalton doesn't have it. Millennials more. It says a mental health condition could be to blame if you're always running late. This is from Fox News. It says time blindness may be the culprit behind chronic lateness and how to handle it. I know some people right now that I think have a bad case of this. Said chronic lateness can be frustrating for those left waiting and is often attributed to laziness or carelessness. But experts say a health issue called time blindness could be to blame for perpetual tardiness. And I could tell you some from my history here, dealing with people that were in my life, could tell you how you fix that, but we'll get to that later. said, often misunderstood as an inability to perceive time, the condition disrupts a person's ability to estimate how long it will take to complete tasks, affecting everything from daily routines to long-term productivity. In daily life, time blindness can manifest itself as missed deadlines, difficulty transitioning between tasks, and underestimating how long a task will take, resulting in stress and frustration, according to experts. So we got them in. It says, socially, it may be interpreted as disrespectful or careless behavior towards others, potentially damaging relationships. They quote Dr. Savanathan, a psychiatrist with Henry Ford Health in Detroit, Michigan, said the cardinal feature of time blindness is the inability to estimate a time interval, end quote. Also went on and said, Lori Singer, board-certified behavior analyst at the Lori Singer Behavioral Services in California. Well, there you go. Reiterated that those with, y'all ready? Time agnosia. So I guess that's the Latin name for time. Time agnosia, another name for the condition, are unable to properly process the passing of time. All right. It goes, I put this story up on the X feed, so you can read it over there. But the, with kids, I have a lot of personal experience dealing with some of these things. With kids, it's one thing. And when they say, oh, I'm going to do such and such, I've told my children, that's going to take about 30 minutes, and we got to be here by 7 or whatever. Trying to get them to, once they're an adult, you can just throw your hands up, or you can do, y'all have done this. The person is, you're supposed to be wherever. We're coming to y'all's house. We've got to be over there at 6, right? We're going to watch the kickoff. We got to be there. So you do this, you lie. And say, we got to be there at 5, right? You buffer in the time, so you end up getting there at 6. Because it is, I don't know that it should be qualified as a condition. Pretty soon people will have a disability payment because they can't get anywhere on time with time blindness. But it's now been given a name. When you're a kid, I get it. You can be time blind. And you can have issues you're dealing with when you're older. But you know what you do? Is you get over it and get places on time. Yeah, well, look at this. First text I see here, I just opened up. Mob Dog, can I draw a disability check for time blindness? Listen, we would truly collapse the economy if that happened. I know enough people right now that would sign on for that tomorrow. All right, we'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, to 155, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Hey, this is the time of year, like right after the rodeo, right? You start seeing the boat shuffle out there. Boat people, you know what I'm talking about. Like, people start shuffling. If you're going to sell your current high-end used boat, let me give you an idea here. And when this first was thrown to me, so my buddy Forrest, who runs Blue Water Yacht Sales, said, you know, we can do this for you. And I said, but I can do it for me. If you do it, you're going to have to make money, and I'm going to get less money. He said, au contraire, or something like that, or said, shut up, Sullivan. I said, shut up, Long. And he explained it to me. It makes complete sense. So I have sold many boats, actually more boats than vehicles in my life. I started flipping boats when I was a kid. And, you know, you put a boat up for sale, and you get a bunch of traffic of people that just, I don't know if they're bored. You know, some could be casing your house, but I mean, if they have nothing to do, come out, look at the boat, and just like kick the tire, like literally kick the tire. You're like, what does that tell you about the rest of the boat? Or you go take people, meet them down at Navco for a test ride or whatever. And then they don't buy the boat. You just spend time, got to leave work, not do family things because you're trying to sell the boat. I get it. I've been there. Forrest said, well, what if I did that for you? And because he has such a big network, so they have this network of people looking for boats all down the Atlantic coast, all around Florida, up through the Gulf Coast, down to Brownsville. There's people looking for specific boats, the one you're going to sell, and they're ready to pay top dollar for it. Therefore, they can get that person to see the boat, get them to buy the boat. They can make money, and you can make just as much as you would selling it on your own without dealing with all the goings on. So they've been in the brokerage market on boats for a long time, many, many decades, and they're well connected. So you're thinking about doing that boat shakeup. Maybe you're going to sell your current boat, buy another one, or for some reason you're just getting out of boat. Whatever it is, high-end used boats get just as much money without doing it yourself when you contact Forrest and the gang at Blue Water Yacht Sales. They're online, bluewateryachtsales.net. If you go there, you can set an appointment. You can call them. I mean, if you want to call them directly, 476-1042. Call them and bring that boat by, see what they can do for you. Plus, they'll do if you need to get it all, anything fixed on it, everything, you know, perfect on the boat so it gets top dollar. They'll do that for you as well. BlueWaterYachtSales.net online. Check them out. All right, a minute or so here. Let's see. Yeah, a big discussion of time blindness. Haywood says, I reject the new label completely. It's an excuse, possibly because I was drilled with the early on time late, why bother mantra. Says, so it's okay. I only know when it's 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 p.m., and 2 p.m. Buffer is good. I have left the offending party. I have two, Haywood. Put it that way. Retired says, hey, Sean, I hope these people don't get on Medicaid. The time blindness people. Let's hope not either. All right, Paul Feinbaum show on the way next. We'll do it again tomorrow. Y'all have a great one.